This is the Wikipedia page for Swamp Rabbit. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW.
And I'm Victor Vernado, KSN, reminding you all to subscribe, or Swamp Rabbit will attack your president.
It's true. We're doing this page as a follow-up to the Jimmy Carter Swamp Rabbit incident.
Yes. A rabbit did try to take down Jimmy Carter, but he survived.
He sure did. So let's go. Swamp Rabbit. The Swamp Rabbit, Sylvolagus aquaticus, also called the cane cutter, is a large cottontail rabbit found in the swamps and wetlands of the southern United States. The species has a strong preference for wet areas, and it will take to the water and swim. Okay, so I used to live in the wetlands and swamps of the southern United States, and I've never seen any of these.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I feel like I've missed out.
Range and habitat. The swamp rabbit is found in much of the south central United States and along the Gulf Coast. It is most abundant in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana, but also inhabits South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Kentucky, Illinois, Indiana, and Georgia. It is possibly extirpated from Kansas.
Swamp rabbits mainly live close to lowland water, often in cypress swamps, marshland, floodplain, and river tributaries. Swamp rabbits spend much of their time in depressions, which they dig in tall grass or leaves, providing cover while they wait until nighttime to forage.
That sounds adorable.
It does.
There is concern that swamp rabbits are increasingly being exposed to predation, especially during snowy, wintry seasons. Snow cover has shown to increase swamp rabbit mortality by almost 2 times in the northern extent of their range. This is due mostly to the fact that snow cover constrains hiding ability and availability of food resources.
Physical description. S. aquaticus is the largest of the cottontail species, although its ears are smaller than those of other cottontails. Males are slightly larger than females. The head and back are typically dark or rusty brown or black, while the throat, ventral surface, and tail are white, and there is a cinnamon-colored ring around the eye. Their sides, rump, tail, and feet are much more brownish, along with a pinkish cinnamon eye ring as opposed to the whitish eye ring in eastern cottontails.
S. aquaticus males vary in weight from approximately 4 pounds, 1.8 kilograms, to 5.6 pounds, 2.5 kilograms, with an average of about 5 pounds, 2.3 kilograms. Females vary from approximately 3.6 pounds, 1.6 kilograms, to 5.9 pounds, 2.7 kilograms, averaging about 4.8 pounds, 2.2 kilograms. S. aquaticus ranges in length from approximately 17.8 inches, 45 centimeters, to 21.7 inches, 55 centimeters, with an average length of about 19.7 inches, 50 centimeters.
I wonder if my bunny can swim.
Cut to bunny funeral.
Absolutely not. People out there, don't submerge your rabbits in water. They could die. Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while you go look at some bunnies.
Thank you for listening to that message, everybody. Now, let's get back to some hot bunny action.
Predation. Known predators of Sylvolagus aquaticus are domestic dogs. Canis familiaris. American alligators. Alligator Mississippinus.
Mississippiensis.
Oh. Mississippiensis. And humans, Homo sapiens. Even though their swimming abilities lack the speed to escape a pack of hunting dogs, swamp rabbits elude pursuers by lying still in the water, surrounded by brush or plant debris, with only their nose visible. The species is hunted for fur, meat, and sport, and is the second most commonly hunted rabbit in the United States. Swamp rabbits have several adaptations to avoid predators: cryptic coloration, freezing, and rapid irregular jumping patterns.
Ontogeny and reproduction. S. aquaticus are synchronous breeders. Females give birth to altricle young. Young are born with well-developed fur, but their eyes are closed and they are immobile. Their eyes have opened by day 3, and the young have begun walking. They are weaned and leave the nest after about 15 days. Young are sexually mature at 7 months and reach adult weight at 10 months. The nests in which the young are born consist of a slight depression in the earth that is filled with grasses mixed with rabbit hair.
Breeding season varies widely across the range of S. aquaticus, usually occurring anywhere from February and August, but can occur year-round in Texas. Spermatogenesis has been noted to occur in S. aquaticus in Missouri in October and November. In a Mississippi study, groups of males harvested in December and February had higher percentages of individuals with descended testes than those harvested in any other months, class 2006. S. aquaticus exhibit induced ovulation and have an hour-long estrus. The gestation period lasts 35 to 40 days. Females can have 1 to 3 litters a year, with each litter consisting of 4 to 6 young. The occurrence of embryo resorption has been seen in S. aquaticus. This loss of in utero litters is attributed to some type of habitat disturbance, such as flooding, which may cause overcrowding to occur.
Diet. Swamp rabbits are herbivorous. They eat a variety of foraged plants, including grasses, sedges, shrubs, tree bark seedlings, and twigs. They feed mainly at night, but rain showers will often cause them to feed during daytime as well. A study has found that the preferred foods of S. aquaticus are savanna panic grass, fenopyrum, gymnocarpon, false nettle, bomeria cylindrica, dewberry, Rubus trivialis, and greenbrier, Smilax bona nox.
All Smilax all over your bona nox.
I don't know what that means.
Me neither. Like other logomorphs, they have a double digestion. Food passes through their gut twice, first producing soft green feces, secotropes, which still contain nutrients. These are eaten by the animal. Coprophagy. And after further digestion, the remains form drier, dark brown or black hard pellets, which are not eaten. I call these cocoa puffs.
Oh, so basically they just eat their own poop.
Yes, I've seen my rabbit do this.
Oh, coprophagy.
Oh, if you hover over it, the image is disgusting.
It doesn't show the full image on mine, so I didn't see the disgusting part. That's probably lucky for me. Species competition. Rival males will often engage in aggressive encounters that sometimes become violent enough to kill one of the combatants. When fighting, males will stand on their hind legs and use their teeth and claws to inflict wounds on their opponent. They will also jump from the ground and strike with the sharp claws of the hind feet. Well, there you go. Swamp rabbits. I like that they ended with just how dangerous they are.
I love
it. Because the fact that one did try to attack Jimmy Carter is kind of funny.
It is really funny, but like, I seem to recall when we read that the rabbit didn't actually try to attack him. It just kind of swam toward his boat.
I think that he said the rabbit was aggressive toward them. That's what I got from the article, but you know.
I guess we'll never know.
Yeah, there's no way to go back and find out.
This has been the Wikipedia page for Swamp Rabbit. Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen. Except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. Check us out on YouTube for more content. Don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your bunny.
Don't smash the subscribe button with your bunny. If there's a particular Wikipedia page you'd like us to read, let us know. We will read it.